This is the Three at Three on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Number one tally, the government shutdown. Ugh. Okay, so we are at a clock count. 41 days, 16 hours, and 10 minutes. And counting. Breaking the record already for the longest government shutdown in history, it took ultimately 8 senators of the Democratic caucus to cross lines and approve a funding package late Friday. Now it needs to pass the House, and House Speaker Mike Johnson put his members on a 36-hour limit to get back to Washington and vote. They have that amount of time to get to Washington and get to the floor. The House plans to be on the floor at 3 o'clock, so right this time tomorrow afternoon, our time. Multiple votes are forecasted for tomorrow, and there is razor-thin GOP majority. And House Speaker Mike Johnson has said to the press, he will likely need the president's help to get this done and get it to the president's desk.
Wow.
The funding package in front of all of us, the Americans, Congress, would bring back SNAP benefits, pay for public workers like air traffic control through January 30th, okay? It includes 3 full-year spending bills as well for various areas, including Veterans Affairs, Department of Agriculture. And the deal guarantees a future Senate vote on Affordable Care Act subsidies, meaning that the Senate is just promising a vote with the outcome still uncertain. Number two, West Allis and Wauwatosa are considering merging their fire and EMS services with meetings on the docket tonight in Tosa. Tally, you live in Tosa.
You're right.
You still have time at 6 and 7 o'clock. You can text meeting to our setting limited talk and text line 855-616-1620. Meeting, and it'll take you to a direct link to the City of West Allis page with all of the details on the meeting happening in Wauwatosa.
Now, Julia, that seems like it moved really fast, because at first it was just, oh, we're going to have some discussions to see if this is something that we can possibly do. Now, there are already meetings, and it seems like this is going to happen. And from my standpoint, personally, being a Wauwatosa resident, as long as it doesn't affect response times, I think it'll be fine. If it's going to ultimately save the city money but doesn't affect the response time, I'm good with it.
When you combine those two, the population goes up, so the amount of funding that both cities could get by consolidating goes up by millions of dollars. There are positions that could be eliminated. If you text meeting to the Site Unlimited Talk and text line, it will help you download a PDF. And it will take you to the amount of workers that could be affected, but also the tax benefits. So,
wow.
Also, tell it you still can go to that meeting at 6 or 7 o'clock.
Will we be off?
Number three is what this hour is dedicated to, honoring our veterans. Earlier this month, John Mercure volunteered, along with myself. I report on behalf of 620 WTMJ as a nonprofit Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. Flew out our veterans out to Washington, D.C. for a magical day. I spoke to one Vietnam veteran at the Vietnam Wall, Mark Rouleau. He describes how he was awarded the Purple Heart. This Marine wanted to set the scene for us for how he got it. He was wearing a vest the Marines wear, and he wanted to describe how that played a role in saving his life.
We wore flak jackets. It's a fiberglass vest. And we never wore any shirt, just that flak jacket. And it's just a vest, and it stops shrapnel from like a grenade or artillery.
He said there was a tag, Telly, on the back of that vest, and it said 97% of all combat wounds are caused by shrapnel. Wear this wisely.
Wow.
So I thought that was.
And it was in January, and it get a little cooler. I had an old one, and it didn't zip.
He kept it on. And here's what happened 2 days later, January 24th, 1966, when that vest did not zip up. Now, he's pointing to the bullet slicing his entire back from shoulder to shoulder. You'll take a listen.
But the bullet didn't go in, but it ripped me open from the impact, and it knocked me to the ground. So the corpsman came up and said, "What happened?" I said, "I think I got shot, you know." So they said, "Let's go in a hut here." And the impact ripped my back open, and they bandaged that. But
thank goodness you were wearing that. If you weren't wearing that,
I'd be dead. But I mean, the thing, I don't know what body armor is now. I don't know if it can stop a rifle, but I mean, where if that's a direct hit on those slack jackets, it would go right through it with a rifle. It was the angle that the bullet's power went to the right instead
the
of...
The physics, yeah.
And I have the bullet. I dug it out. I've got
it was in your body?
No, it was in the back of the flak jacket. It's like all the way through, like from here to one end to the other. But I cut it out, and I got it in the box with the purple heart. Yeah.
He has the box that almost killed him in the, with the purple heart.
Wow.
The bullet. It was the first time he saw the Vietnam Wall telly. He was there in the 60s, but it had not been built yet.
Very moving. Very moving. Huh? When I think back, you know, there's a, that guy who was sitting with us had four purple hearts. I knew people that had two purple hearts, but I never knew. That's unbelievable to me.
That was Mr. Cohen. He was talking about someone who was sitting next to him that had four purple hearts, and he told me he doesn't have nine lives, he has four. We'll be sharing many more stories up next. John Mercure with a full circle moment with a veteran and his son who were on that honor flight as well. It's 316 on WTMJ.